Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW.
Hey everyone, it's a Mesiro Monday, and all June long, our guest is Gary Pattingale. He's from Mesiro, fairly new to Mesiro and new to WGN. Gary, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
John, I'm doing great. Thank you.
You did so great on the live broadcast last week. We thought we'd bring you back for some podcasts. How about that?
I appreciate that. It's great to be here.
It was fun to dive into a little bit about Roth IRAs or IRAs. I love that kind of discussion, and we'll get into HSAs this month, too, on the podcasts. But just let's start back from the beginning. What's an advanced planning specialist?
That's a great question. So I'm a wealth advisor with Mesiro, but I'm also a planning specialist. And what that means is I am an internal resource for others at Mesiro. Hmm. But I also come in specialized situations for clients if anybody needs assistance. And I do focus on tax planning.
Ah, tax planning. I was wondering like what your area expertise are, because there's a lot of wealth advisors at Mesiro. All do great work. So they probably all know how to plan in advance. But you specifically know the taxes.
That's correct. Yeah. So I come in if there's a situation that we need help with, that's when I step in.
Well, I think that speaks highly of Mesiro as a whole, that it is an individual effort with the wealth advisor and the client, but really there's a backbone of a whole team of people that they can call on to make sure that you are serving the clients the best, right?
That's absolutely right. We work as a team, we work together, and that's what I really like about Mesiro. So it's doing what's best for the client and serving the client in the best capacity that we can.
Did you like draw the short straw and become the tax expert, or have you always liked it?
No, I was a former practicing CPA, so I worked for public and private companies, and then I made the switch to doing personal financial consulting about 25 years ago.
Do you think that your background in a CPA helps you as a wealth advisor? It has to, right?
It does, yes. I think I learned a lot, especially in public accounting, about how to be organized and how to, you know, manage my workflow and that sort of thing. Taxes always seem to be the backbone when it comes to investments, and clients always are curious to know how can I minimize taxes. I have yet to find a client that wants to pay tax. So,
nope.
Talking through options and having knowledge there is very helpful.
Like, I'm fine paying taxes. I get that it provides services, but I don't want to pay more than I need to, Gary, right? I mean, that's what it ultimately comes down to.
Right.
When people plan for retirement, do you think, generally speaking, that the taxes are one of the last things they think about? Because they're just looking at their pile of money and they're accumulating, and they're like, this is great, but they don't think about the tax side of things as much as they should.
It's a very good question. I'll tend to agree with you. I think taxes sometimes drive the decision-making too much. I've seen that.
Oh, really?
Yes, and especially on investments. You know, I don't want to sell something that's making money because I don't want to, you know, incur tax.
Well,
I think where taxes really come into play, though, is knowing where opportunities exist. So the tax law is very obscure. It's always changing, right? We still, you know, are looking at potential tax changes this year. So knowing what opportunities are there to minimize the tax hit can really be helpful, and it can make a big impact on your outcome.
When people hear tax opportunities, I think some people think shady operations. No, you are reading the letter of the law and looking at what people are entitled to get and what they are entitled to keep for themselves, right?
That's exactly right. There's a lot of strategies that are out there that may seem a little gray, but they're okay. You can do that.
I do like that you say that some people let taxes maybe handcuff them into certain decisions or not making certain decisions. Yeah, an easy one would be you've made a bunch of money on one stock and you're afraid to sell it because you're going to have to get the capital gains tax. That's part of doing business, though, too, Gary. You can't hide entirely from them. And it's interesting that you say, hey, look, there's some you're going to have to pay, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, taxes, if you're not paying taxes, you're not making money, basically.
Right. And you might be going to jail, so.
that's another, topic. So.
Yeah, that's another day. We'll keep it there. No one in Mesiro, no one working in Mesiro is doing that. And tell you what, that was a good primer on just generally speaking who you are. Why don't next week we dive a little bit more into the Roth or not to Roth, okay?
Sounds good.
If people want to follow up with Gary or the fine folks at Mesiro, 1-877-MESIRO, MESIROW.com. More next week. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.